like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
All I'm going to say, ask and you shall receive. That's all I'm going to say. And it's just everybody's blowing me up now.
You know something?
I know who it is, but I can't. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. And you guys listening are going, who's he talking about? What's he talking about? If you weren't listening to the last segment, that's all I'm going
to say. Just go listen to it.
I think everybody kind of knows who it is, though, to be honest. I don't think I'm special.
I don't know.
I'm sworn to secrecy. I told Kevin, I said, I'm sworn to secrecy. I mean, listeners know. Guys that listen to this show, Green Acres is just texting in. He knows. My other guy, my other pal, the Ram U, just I'm humble. Sometimes I know things, but 90% of the time, everybody else knows things before I do. I just react to it.
As if you were the first one.
I've never broken any major news except for, you know, Ed.
Did you break that?
Ed? Well, I didn't write a story about it, but I tweeted it. That was my only news that I really broke, I think. But I'm not in the breaking news business. I'm in the reaction to it business. And I give you the opinions that matter most to you in your day. Green Acres. Oh, I got news. Everybody's chiming in. They know. All right, here's the interesting stuff from yesterday, or from last night, or this morning, however you want to say it. Former Wyoming star Graham E.K. commits to Gonzaga. He's going there. Kansas, Arizona, Arkansas, and Indiana showed interest in him. 6'9", 245-pound forward. I would have loved to see him be the name that we're talking about, but I'm okay with this other name. But this Graham E.K., will he shine in Gonzaga? Do you think? What's your gut tell you?
Well, with just his size and the position he plays and the stats, I think he could definitely find a starting role on that team.
He's a good player, dude. He's got 3 years left of eligibility because he had his medical red shirt last year. Speaking of that, more Lunch Rush news. The former Creighton guard, Ryan Nebhard, is also going to the Zags. So Gonzaga loading up. Does Graham E.K. replace Drew Timmy then? Is that the position he'd be kind of... I don't know. That's interesting. Big news there. Big news. Good for Graham E.K., bad for Jeff Linder and company. The Toronto Raptors fired their coach Nick Nurse today. It was not that long ago that he was winning a championship. And it was like a one-off. That Raptors championship will just be remembered as we bought for 1 year Kawhi Leonard and Nick Nurse caught fire. And the Raptors aren't a bad team.
I mean, they weren't a bad team then either. Like, you had, like, Fred Van Fleet was
Fred Van Fleet was fantastic. Yep, Siakam was great.
But nothing since.
Nah, just not, haven't been able to get back over that hump. But Nick Nurse is gone. Ime Udoka to be the candidate, number one candidate right now. Sources
Nick
say.
Nurse, a candidate.
For?
If Malone doesn't see the Nuggets' future.
I don't know. I mean, you talk about resumes. He won a championship. What has he done since? What have the Raptors done since, though? Are they just a regular playoff team?
I think so. I think, you know, Fred VanVleet and Siakam have been kind of carrying them since that championship. So, yeah, they're kind of just hanging around.
They're just kind of hanging around. They won 41 this year. They won 48 last year. They went to the playoffs in 21-22, and they lost in the first round. The year after they won the NBA Finals, which was no Kawhi anymore, they ended up going to the conference semifinals and lost to the Celtics 4-3. So that was like, Nick Nurse, you're killing it, man. And then they were
one
bad.
One year you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, they didn't make it in 2020-2021, but that was the weird year
right
for everybody. Nick Nurse is gone. More on this. Do you have any more on this story going on with the players that are being suspended or whatever? Oh, man. A lot of news coming in.
Let's see. So the agency that represents Jameson Williams, the wide receiver for Detroit, put out a statement saying, it is important to note that Jameson's violation was not for betting on football, but rather due to a technical rule regarding the actual location in which the online bet was placed, and which would otherwise be allowed by the NFL outside of the club's facility.
So that's what the criteria right now is, like, hey, you can bet, but you can't be on the NFL facility.
Right.
I think eventually they're just going to say, you know what? No more.
Well, this is a case where a player was trying to find a loophole in the rules. Well, it's, I can't bet on NFL games. I can't bet on my own games. I'll just bet on something else while I'm sitting in my locker, just waiting for practice or whatever.
Yeah.
And so now it's, okay, you did that in your team facility. You can't do that anymore. The next loophole is I got to be outside of the facility and not betting on the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's, hey, let me talk to my NBA friend, or hey, my personal trainer and trains DeMar DeRozan. How the Bulls going to look tonight?
Yeah. You know,
something like that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be tight because, again, these guys are friends. That's another thing. They are pals. And they get to know each other, and they can put bets on. I mean, betting is taking over. I almost have bet. Like, I enjoy it, kind of, but I have fatigue of it. Like, every ad you see, if you're watching a game, it's tons of betting stuff all the time. And Kevin Garnett, like, these former players are up there talking about it. So you know that there's connections there. You got former players putting together parlays on there, and they say, this is the J.J. Redick parlay of the night. So guys are going to want to get involved in that after their career, be an insider and all that stuff. It's just, it's so massive now. And again, I think it's, like I've said this, it's a good thing that it's legal. I think it's just like anything, drinking, drugs, whatever. You got to know your own self. You can't be freaking out and going nuts with gambling.
I think there are ways within gambling and sports that you can kind of fly under the radar while still making a profit. If you pick out the right bets, you understand the numbers the right way, you put in money that's, you know, it's not going to be a noticeable, you know, transaction until the bet pays off, and then it's, oh, that bet won a lot of money. And, you know, that could just be, hey, I'm talking to my agent, or my agent knows a guy that worked in Vegas, and he knows the books really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple conversation that's like, hey, you know,
no
I
doubt.
Saw this spread, I was interested in it, what can you tell me about it?
No doubt.
How do I do this without getting caught?
Texter here from my guy, Sean, said, hey, I'm hearing Nurse fired by Raptors, of course. Rumor is Stackhouse to Raptors, and Juwan Howard goes with him.
Hmm.
We're just getting rumors today.
It's Friday.
It's a rumor Friday. Is it Friday the 13th?
The 21st.
Oh, okay. I mean, dude, we have. I'm like looking at my phone and my text line here, my Twitter box. All that stuff. I'm getting messages left and right.
Like
I have another
right
guy.
Now.
There's another guy the CSU's getting, maybe.
Oh, man.
According to Green Acres here. and this guy, Green Acres, I know him. He's a good dude. He's a great listener. Not just like a listener, but Pat.
He really just lets me air my heart out.
I put
my
head on his shoulder, and I just talk to him, and it's great. There's another rumor out there, and this is another big name. Man, if these names are true and Isaiah comes back, we're going. Where are we going? I don't know. We're going. We're doing something. Something big's going to happen. All right, let's dive into some of this stuff. Mark Johnson's going to join us. Voice of the Buffs coming up at the bottom of the hour. Talk about the spring game. He was in an event with Russell Wilson this week. So we'll talk to him about that, too, if he'll talk. Golf?
Was it a golf event?
I think it was like a Christian kind of event.
Okay. Say, Mark Could've Johnson was the reason they went to the bunker.
That's I'm gonna
talking about buffaloes and horses, and Russ got distracted.
Mark, I know you were hanging out with Russell Wilson this week. Were you driving a golf cart by chance? Is that what's happening here? Huh. What a wild little Friday. What an interesting little Friday. The news that we know, that we think we know about, is supposed to come out today, maybe. So, there we go. 16 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Game. Hear high school baseball every week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll tell you guys, Cables Pub and Grill, every single week, every single weekday, they're doing happy hour 3 to 6. You cannot beat it. You got house margaritas coming up on Saturday for $4. We were just over there watching the Rockies lose by like 90 the other day. And man, it just... love that place. It's such a great hangout. Delicious beverages and food. I took advantage of their pizza deal there on Wednesday. Oh, it's so good. So good. They know how to do it, man. Doesn't matter what you order there, the food is delicious. That's Cables Pub and Grill. That's where my friends meet here in Greeley. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. NBA playoffs last night. So did you see, I mean, I was watching back and forth. I was watching the Avs game, and then I ended up watching bits and pieces of the Warriors and then the Suns game too. I did not catch much of the Sixers game, but it sounds like there was a lot of drama going on in that game. James Harden was ejected. Joel Embiid gets a flagrant one in their win. Now, James Harden, what did you saw both of these, didn't you? I saw the Twitter replay of Joel Embiid's when the guy's walking over him and he lifts his leg up. But you saw these kind of in real time?
Kind of. I saw them on Twitter first and then quickly jumped over the game to try to just get the context of what was going on in that situation. The Embiid one, I think, was the first one where the... who are they playing? The Nets player
Nets,
jumped,
yeah.
Came down... Embiid was on the floor, and the Nets player took a step over him, and before he could get his other foot up and over, Embiid was laying on his back, and he kind of just shot his leg up in between the legs of the Nets player, where if you're a guy, that's...
to the no-no zone.
Yeah, that's painful.
Yeah.
For a 13-inch shoe to go there, ouch.
So, is he going to get... are they going to go back and review that? He can't get in any more trouble, can he, if the call was just the flagrant one?
The NBA is going to be looking into this play.
Ooh, MVPs don't do that kind of stuff.
And with the precedent already set with Draymond Green, anything less than a suspension.
It's not a basketball. What Joel Embiid did was not a basketball foul, right?
It was a flagrant foul.
If you're going to do that to Green, you should probably do that to Joel Embiid.
It's kind of the same kind of motion, just the opposite direction.
Guy stepping over you, and you lift up your leg and
as a way
catch
of
him.
Almost pushing the guy off of you with your foot.
Yeah.
But it was a very just...
It was
a
like
directed,
the reverse.
Intentional kicking you right there.
It was like the reverse of what Draymond Green did.
Mm-hmm. Except Draymond he wasn't being
stomping,
held.
Joel Embiid's kicking upward. So he... maybe. Like I said, MVPs don't do this, man.
They don't.
What about Brady when Joker did the thing to the Morris twin? That was self-defense.
No.
What about when he slapped Devin Booker? Self-defense.
Devin Booker probably deserved it,
though. Yeah, it was a love slap,
Look
too.
At his haircut.
It was a love tap. That was like, hey, Devin, man, good job. Brah! And then when he went up to Morris, shouldn't have been standing
Morris
there.
Morris hit him first.
Yeah.
And Morris Jokic just kind of just hit him with the shoulder.
Shouldn't have been standing there. That's where my shoulder's going, bro.
Can't help that you can't. You don't have any balance. You can't stay upright.
Walk much?
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not your bro.
Don't get in Joker's way. He was running that way. He was
standing
there.
Big guy. You can't miss him.
No.
Get out of the way.
So, Jokers are fine. MVPs don't act like that.
But that wasn't the only issue for the Sixers last night. James Harden ejected in his game, or in the game. And this one seems a little more controversial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the gifts and everything on the gym. He was in his way! Anyway, talk to me about James Harden. That's funny. I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one. I haven't even had a chance to see the replay of that one. So Harden's a little bit like he was mad. I did hear his post-game comments, and he was furious, and he's like, it's unacceptable. He kept saying it's unacceptable. He's called for the flagrant two, and then ejected in the late third quarter. And he could be out too. He said, hey, this is unacceptable. First time I've been ejected, I'm not labeled as a dirty player, and I didn't hit him in a private area. Somebody's draped on you like that defensively. That's a natural basket reaction. I didn't hit him hard enough for him to fall down like that. But for flagrant two, it's unacceptable. This is a playoff game. So did it warrant flagrant two in your mind?
It's really tough. It's really almost a subjective call. He's posted up against the defender. He's up, like, the defender's on his shoulder. And Harden's kind of leaning into him, and he has his hands on the ball off to his other side, and before he makes a move to start his drive, he kind of just throws his arm out towards the defender, almost like an elbow shove, but his hand was lower than that, so the elbow and the hand hit the defender, and the defender reacted to it.
So, James Harden's kind of right, unacceptable.
Yeah, and it looks more like he hits like the inside of the defender's thigh, which, you know, it's close enough, I guess, you're there, but
no.
The overreaction from the defender really sold it.
I've got it up here now. Apparently it's very easy to find. You just search James Harden. I should have watched it this morning.
But like from one angle you can't even see what happens.
It didn't look like he was purposely trying to hit the no-no zone.
It's like he just threw his arm out because, like, I'm about to drive. I'm going to push off of you.
There's an angle, though. There is an angle where he kind of...
His hand is just bent down that way. And instead of just having his palm out pushing, because you can't push off, he kind of just throws his elbow in there, and there you go.
Boy, that's
did it warrant a flagrant two?
I don't know. I don't initially just hearing about it, and then the first angle, no, it just looks like he's pushing his arm out like a stiff arm. And the other angle I see, though, he seems like he's controlled and knowing exactly where his hand's gonna go. Boy, I'm glad I'm not an official.
I love that the ref is like right there. Just
oh, he's got a perfect shot on it. Did he get him there? Yep, got both of them. Got both of them. That's two fouls. One for left and one for...
Oh, no. That's the flagrant one, too.
Yeah.
There's no flagrant three, so we have to eject you.
Joel Embiid, I'm looking at his, too. He falls down. Ow. His is worse than James Harden's, isn't it? Falls to the ground. Guy's just stepping over him, looks down at him, and then Harden, ka-cha, karate kick. That one, isn't that worse? Because that's not a basketball move. Harden's, you could still argue, it's somewhat of a basketball move.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets defender is like, he's staring down Embiid, and then he decides, I'm going to step over your legs. And Embiid's obvious reaction is, I'm going to kick you with my legs.
I don't know. 970, controversial take, NBA is garbage. It's full of prima donnas and officials softer than a Sleep Number bed. Nobody cares. I think a lot of people care about, I don't know, guy team that rhymes with the Schmember Schmuggets. Seems like this city's pretty excited about it. Yeah, but are there prima donnas in the NBA? Sure, but go tell me that, name one wide receiver in the NFL that's not a little prima donna-y.
Is there a prima donna on the Nuggets?
Well, I mean, Joker does complain about foul calls, but
he doesn't do it after the game, though.
No, no. I think every sport's full of prima donnas. You just, basketball's...
You can't have that much money and that much notoriety and fame without having a little bit of an ego.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. There's some guys that embellish and fall down and, like, they LeBron it and stuff. Sure. I'm not denying that, but, you know, people care. This is the Denver Nuggets we're talking about. Game three. You're not excited about game three tonight? Denver Nuggets, Minnesota Timberwolves? No? I mean, it's a big opportunity. 30 minutes after the hour, we're excited about spring football this weekend, and the Colorado Buffaloes are going at it against each other this weekend as well, so we'll be looking forward to that. Mark Johnson is going to join us. The voice of the Buffs coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Texter coming in earlier with the rumor mill spinning about Jerry Stackhouse, who's with Vanderbilt right now, right? Juwan Howard. Why? He's with Michigan still. He didn't get... There's a lot of heat on him, though, right now, as far as wanting to move on from him. He didn't get fired, right? Am I remembering it wrong? No, he's still there. So the rumor is that those two would go to Toronto. And I am seeing some stuff. There is some stuff happening here. That maybe those two go. But Juwan's still there, right?
I believe so. Yes.
I think we would have known that. Why do I feel like we missed the story and that did hit? But he was...
Didn't he punch somebody? Or?
Yeah, that's what happened. I was like, something weird happened with him this year. But there's a lot of people that are kind of after him. After everything, but we'll see. I mean, that would be interesting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. No Mark Johnson? No Mark? Where is he? Preparing for spring ball?
Golfing with Russ.
So that's what I wanted to ask him. I don't want to make light of what he was doing, because it was a cool thing. Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He was speaking at that event with Russell Wilson. And it's really, really cool. So I want to talk to Mark a little bit about that, but then when I saw that those two have been hanging out, I'm like, hey, was he the one driving? Angel's like, was he the one driving the golf cart? I don't know. Could be. Spring game coming up, and Chris Fowler's going to call the game on ESPN. Who's calling a little tiny Alabama game on on ESPN Plus? Uncle Harold or something?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Apologizing for.
Well, I mean, you know, CU's in the limelight, and no, what is your team again? What are they? What
Alabama Crimson Tide.
Alabama Crimson Tide. Okay.
Play by play will be done by Chris Stewart and analyst John Parker Wilson.
It's no Chris Fowler.
Yeah, but he's no John Parker Wilson.
970 says, Chris Fowler is a CU graduate. Yes. We did say that earlier, but we'll recharge
it. Found that out.
But why not go to this? You know, he's a CU guy. They're the hottest game in the country. They're the hottest team in the country. Are they the hottest team in the country? Are they the most popular team in the country?
I don't think so.
Among all teams. Like, more popular than the Chiefs right now.
No. They're an interesting little blip on the radar. It's like, hey, that's getting more and more noticeable. I'll check in on that every now and again.
That's why I'm like, Alabama fans are kind of like, what?
That's even adorable. That, it's just like, what are you doing?
He films everything.
Why are you doing this?
Is that, the hype would still be just as strong if he wasn't filming everything, sure. Don't you think? I mean, he knows how to market. I thought our conversation with Brian Howell, did we have him on Monday from Buff Zone? I thought our conversation with him was really interesting, because didn't you feel like that was the first time that Brian was kind of like, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be here for the whole contract. I don't know if he'll be here. He's 55. He hasn't been doing this his whole life. He spent time, most of his time after his career in the media, and I think he loves that. I think he's enjoying himself. But Brian brought up the fact, you know, hey, what's going to happen when your kids are gone? They move on from CU. And, you know, Primetime says the right things. Like, no, I'm coaching here. That doesn't change. That doesn't change anything. I don't know that I don't know that I believe anymore, Angel, that he would leave CU for another college job, assuming things go well. I feel like he's the kind of guy that's going to try to achieve some greatness here for the next few three or four years. Because Brian said he would be surprised if he finished his. He signed a 5-year contract, right? Brian said he'd be surprised if he finishes that, but not necessarily to hop to another school. That he would just move on and go back to media or something else. The guy can do whatever the hell he wants. He's very charismatic, very talented. He can do anything he wants.
I mean, I could see them in the next couple of years. You know, maybe they have a couple of, you know, 10-win seasons and they just missed the Pac-12 championship or they just missed the playoffs. And, you know, they're doing good. They're having good years and, you know, they're getting players, you know, drafted and whatnot. I could see after 3-4 years of that, you realize, yeah, maybe I don't really want a national championship. I kind of just wanted to see if I could do this and do it at a high level. And we did it for a couple of years and I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, and keep in mind, his... whatever it is with his foot situation, too.
Right.
I mean, he's in pain all the time.
Yeah, and if, I don't even know how you say his name, but the quarterback, his son.
Shador Saunders.
You know, if he ends up, you know, breaking out a little bit and in 3 years he gets drafted, I think Deion would rather, I want to go watch my kid play in the NFL.
Yeah, I really like everything I'm hearing from Shador, by the way. He just seems like he's a well put together dude. Like, I think, I'm excited to see what he can do at this level. I have a little breaking news for you on this Friday, Angel. No, it's not CSU related. It's not Dalton Connect related. It's not college transfer, but it is college related. For the first time since 1968, clocks will no longer stop on first down in NCAA football games. They approved the rule changes. For all except, surprisingly, Division III pushed back. They want the clock to stop. This is courtesy of CBSSports.com. So the clock will no longer stop on first down. You're a diehard college football guy.
Yes.
Good move, bad move. Initial reaction. Ugh. I just started to get to liking it. You know, I've watched college football forever, but...
I guess I don't really... get a sense of it's actually going on. I guess I'm paying attention to the game, but is it really that much of a difference that the clock stops at 14:50 as opposed to 14:34 or something?
I think it slows the game down a little bit, feels like, mentally. I mean, I don't know what the average college football game is longer than the average NFL game, isn't
right.
it? And that's probably part of the reason. I mean, late in a game, it's entertaining as hell. If a team doesn't have timeout, you know, clock stopped on first down, now we got to scramble. That's entertaining, but I don't really like it throughout 90% of the game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think keeping the clock moving after first down, regardless of a run, incomplete, complete pass, or out of bounds, I think it's just, all right, that was your first play, just go to the next one.
Yeah.
We don't really, you know, you script up a drive or something, your first play is probably not your most important play for that drive.
Yeah, I'll be curious how it changes everything. Changes a bit. But they're expected to approve this today that will allow the clock to run after first downs are achieved in all divisions except for Division III. CBS Sports has learned all of this. The clock will continue to stop after first downs during the final 2 minutes of each half. Should have read the full story, but I'm on the air. We're on the fly here. So it will, that's the best part. Okay, yeah, I'm all in on that. 100%. Don't really like it when the game's, in, you know, 5 minutes into the first quarter. Not crazy about that. But I kind of like the last 2 minutes. But again, it's kind of gimmicky, I guess. Like, FYI, from now on, the clock will stop when you get a first down. Greenacre says, if only they could keep the stop for the last 2 minutes. Live that difference in college football. Feels like it leaves the comeback door open longer, which is more exciting. That's what and I failed you, Greenacres, because according to the story, they are going to keep it. They're going to keep it in the last 2 minutes. So I think we're on the same page here. Eliminate it for most of the game. And then now the last 2 minutes, bring it back. I think I'm good with that. The last minute comebacks are some of the best things to see in college football.
Right.
So give that more of an opportunity to be there. I think this is a pretty good move. Yeah, I'm all for this one. Greenacre said, the Vic Lombardi, a friend of ours, said that CU Buffs are the greatest comeback since Lazarus because they went 1-10 last year and now have a sold-out spring game. Eager to see that age.
No, the Buffs haven't come back from anything.
No, yet. But no.
They don't give out trophies for
spring games.
Spring
off
season.
You're just beating yourself.
You had the most Twitter likes, or you had the most video interactions, or you got the most transfer recruits. That's...
Unless you're a TikToker. That only counts in TikToking.
It really doesn't.
Is that what you call it, TikToking?
I don't call it.
I'm a TikToker. Is that what they say?
I'm an influencer.
Oh, okay.
That's what they say.
And I influence.
Because it overarches all the social media apps. So you have your TikTok profile, your Instagram, your Snapchat, your Twitter.
Why do I see TikTok on Facebook? I don't have a TikTok. Why do I see it? Go.
Because people will download their videos from TikTok and share them on Facebook.
It's really weird.
Because it's like, oh, my mom doesn't have a TikTok, but I really want her to see this funny video of this dog doing this thing. So I need to download it and then send it to her on Facebook.
There's a commercial that plays. I don't know if it's on. It doesn't matter where it plays. But it's like showing people scrolling through Facebook. And it just shows their face and how like they look like zombies. And I'm like, that must be the way I look when I'm doing this. I'm going to quit. That commercial has made me put the foot down. You know, put the phone down and stop scrolling so much. Because I look at it and go, is that how I look? Just this mindless drone scrolling for funny video and 1999 wrestling matches between Kane and Undertaker.
I think the other side of that is if you're not, you're just scrolling, the other side is constantly posting.
Yes.
Constantly making, recording yourself just, oh, I'm doing this thing right now. Ha, ha, ha.
Like Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Thousands of likes.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I don't get it.
I don't either. I like Twitter for information, but some people just, the weird stuff that they tweet out.
Like on TikTok, you can go live. And like get people to go into your streams and stuff. People will just sit there on their bed and just stare at their phone, and thousands of people will go watch them and
just
give
staring?
Them money. Yes,
it's so.
And
weird.
They'll just respond to people in their chat.
It's such a weird time to be alive, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy I'm alive, but it's a weird time to be it. 12:45 the time. Let's take a quick break. No Mark Johnson today. He stood us up. He stood us up, but we'll catch up with him next week. I'm here for the ride with the Buffs. Like, it's entertaining to me right now. I'd rather this be happening than not be happening. But I'm also not like, oh, they're winning every game. Although I did just tweet that CSU men's basketball is going to win every game next year. It's possible, right? It's possible.
They haven't lost yet.
With the moves that are going on behind the scenes that I can't talk about, seems pretty exciting. 12:40, I think. Maybe I'm getting too excited about it. 12:46 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Baseball in Colorado is electric. Hear it all on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Net, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
I'll tell you guys about the Eaton Country Club. You know, we got still a few interesting weather days coming up, but the nice days will be here to stay coming up very, very soon, and you might as well check out the Eaton Country Club. Find out how to become a member. Membership opportunities are available at eatoncc.net. I absolutely love this golf course. I suck at golf, but it's a relaxing environment. That's what I'm looking for when I'm golfing. Is it a beautiful course, great food, great restaurant there, just the overall scene? That's what I'm looking for when I'm checking it out. But a lot of people that are great golfers will tell you that it's good golfing, too. That's the Eaton Country Club. Check them out online at eatoncc.net. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Rockies, we just spent a whole bunch of time yesterday, Angel, talking about how bad they are and how they should probably move to, like, Hawaii or something. And look what happened. They won. They snap the 8-game losing streak. And they win fairly big. You know, 5-0. It's still very much in play that they could win a series in April. Very much in play. It's the 21st day of April. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, I was honestly, like, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Just scrolling through Twitter, and I was seeing, like, you know, oh, this guy got a run, or oh, CJ got a home run. I'm like, okay.
CJ.
You're up 2-0. This is probably not going to last much longer.
No, I thought, yeah, I saw him up 2-0. I was like,
and
yeah,
went away for a while, and then you get the update. Rockies win, 5-0.
Yeah.
What?
What? What?
On the road? In Philly?
I mean, you got a chance now. I'm talking about winning a series before the month of April. Those are my expectations. That's all I'm asking. Can you win a series? Now, keep in mind, this is a 4-game series.
Ooh. So you got to win 3.
Got to win 3. Going to be difficult. So in April, here's what they have left. They have the remaining 3 against Philadelphia, 3 against Cleveland, and then they finish up the month with 3 against Arizona. So they got 3 tries here. And this Philly one is a 4-game series, though. So what do they win a series? Do they win a series in the month of April?
I think they can beat Cleveland. They win that series.
There we go.
I think they can be competitive with Arizona. I haven't watched enough of them to really see, but I know Arizona is good.
Cleveland's like a 500 team right now. Arizona's 11-9. Be nice just to get it done in Philadelphia, right? They're so, you know, we can expect them to be good on the road, can't we?
That's what's the most shocking part of it.
I know. I know. It is, especially right after the Pittsburgh game. You know, it's the Coors hangover effect. Well, there wasn't much to be hung over from against Pittsburgh on Wednesday. They lost 14-3. So Tanner always talks about the hangover, like, oh, they get used to their bats screaming at Coors Field, and then when they go on the road, but they weren't doing anything. So, Rocks get the dub. Good for you guys. NBA playoffs last night. Golden State. They looked good. They didn't have Draymond Green. They looked almost better last night without him. Looney had like a million rebounds. They win 114-97. And Steph Curry, 36 points for him. He was 6 of 12 from the three-point line. I mean, that's vintage Steph Curry right there. And this crowd was into it. Are they back in the series? I mean, I could easily see them winning the next game and evening this up. That would be huge, I think. But they, you know, the Kings just didn't quite have that magic that they had over the last time. So, or the first two games. So I think they can. I think I picked Golden State to win the series. I think they can still do it. Also last night, this is the interesting one to me, is Phoenix and Los Angeles, the Clippers. Now the Suns win 129-124, but no Paul George, no Kawhi Leonard. And the Suns, you know, I didn't feel like they were going to lose this game. But the spread was 7.5, so clearly the wise guys thought Phoenix was going to run away with this one. And they did. You know, they were up by 15 or so at one point, but the Clippers just kept battling back in this game. That makes me wonder, just, okay, do the Suns really, you know, I said this mid-season, Angel, I said this after the trade, when Kevin Durant was traded to Phoenix, I said, yeah, maybe this isn't going to be the year for them, but next year might be. Because is it going to take some time to take for all this to take hold? It's funny, though. Even with Kevin Durant, in crunch time, their guy is Devin Booker. Devin Booker was being doubled all night. Not Kevin Durant. Devin Booker had 45 points, dude. 45 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. He was incredible. And he was the man for them. Chris Paul was terrible last night. He had 11 points, but he was 5 of 18 and 1 for 8 from the 3-point line. Missed both of his free throw chances. That is not a Chris Paul type game. He's not the best 3-point shooter in the world, but he had some wide open looks because they were doubling Devin Booker typically at the top of the key, and Booker found Chris Paul sometimes in the corner. But are you, if you're a Phoenix fan, now you're up 2-1 in the series, and you got another one in Los Angeles. Is Kawhi coming back for game 4? That will be kind of a significant thing if he comes back, because the Clippers, man, they're battling better than I thought they were going to against Phoenix.
Feels like Kawhi is, like, he's not very expressive with, hurt, or... Yeah, I'm kind of aching a little bit, or I don't think I can go tonight, or
it's kind of like a robot.
It's weird.
He's listed as day to day.
Is there a reason?
I never really heard. Right knee? I think it was his knee. Soreness in the right knee. And Paul George, as we talked about, he's out for the remainder of the first round. We'll see if they win, will he be in for the second? But I don't know. I mean, again, I'm just hopeful that these two teams go 7, beat each other up. We're going to talk about the Nuggets and Timberwolves coming up. Can they go up 3-0? You know what happens when a team goes up 3-0. You know, it's over. Series done. Game over. Nobody's come back from that. Can the Nuggets put their foot on the throttle and just run away with this series? We'll talk about that next. Blake Olson will join us too, the voice of the UNC Bears. All that and more coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.